This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayodeji Fumlai. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. How Ukraine's Dragon is finding calls for more air defense system. Tornadoes kill one, injure dozens, as southern U.S. faces its wave. DRC opposition candidate threatens to boycott December votes. Now the news in details. On a small clearing, deep in a field in Ukraine where yellow and white wildflowers sprout from the hard, dry earth, a behemoth weapon of war rose to life. The Gepard anti-aircraft tank being used by a three-man crew working as part of Ukraine's air defense squad is one of the 34 air defense units donated as of June 15, as outlined in German government documents, along with 55,000 rounds of ammunition. Germany decommissioned the Gepards more than a decade ago, but the anti-aircraft system is still effective against attack helicopters, fighter jets, missiles, and drones, with its twin 35mm cannons capable of firing 1,100 rounds per minute. And while the word Gepard means cheetah in Germany, the Ukrainian crew calls it their dragon. It is loud and big, and it can destroy everything in its path, said Roman, the 28-year-old commander, whom Global News has agreed to identify only by his first name as part of an access agreement to the three-man crew, working as part of Ukraine's air defense. Global News is also not identifying the location of the crew. Roman walked the camera around his ammunition affair, pointing out where the gunners sit, describing the operation of the barrels, detailing the radar system, and showing us his seat in the turret. He and his crew trained on the Gerard together in Germany, and the squad's interceptions are marked on the side of their units. At the time of Global visit, the crew had drawn 4 drones and 2 missiles. The Germany equipment works and works very well, except for the fact that it is 1973. It performs its combat functions by 100%, said a man Global News is identifying only as Alex, speaking through a translator. So far, nothing has flown past us, not a single rocket, not a single mortar. They have shut down everything. Roman says more countries should feel confident providing Ukraine with defensive weapons because they are competent and learned quickly. He understands English and speaks a little, and he chose to say a few words in English to make his point about what he wants to see from allied nations. More ammo, more weapons. On February 14th, Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius announced before the start of a NATO gathering in Brussels that his country has signed an agreement with Rheinmetall, a domestic arms manufacturer, to restart production of ammunition for the Gepard. We will quickly start our own production of Gepard ammunition at Rheinmetall. I'm very happy we have ammunition for the Gepard. Germany has also been seeking approval from Switzerland to export Swiss-made ammunition to Ukraine to ensure the country had the needed. Tornadoes kill one, injure dozens as southern U.S. faces its wave. At least one person has been killed and about 2 dozen injured after tornadoes swept across Mississippi as a heat wave smothered the southern United States and spurred inclement weather. One tornado touched down on Sunday night in the town of Lowning, Mississippi, about 112 kilometers, 70 miles east of the state capital Jackson, according to the National Weather Service, NWS. Video and photos show a landscape littered with debris and contorted trees. State emergency workers are still trying to give a full account of the damage. Becky Collins, a spokesperson for Mississippi's South Central Regional Medical Center, where most of these injured were taken for treatment, said that about 20 people had bruises and cuts, with most in stable condition. As of Monday, more than 400,000 people in the southern U.S. were without power, according to the website Power Outreach U.S. The heat wave has also contributed to tornadoes and thunderstorms in the states of Florida and Texas. 4 people were killed last week, and flooding displaced approximately 150 people from their homes. It's been unbearable, Leigh Johnson, a resident of Mount Vernon, Texas, told television station KXAS, noting that she has been without power for 3 days. It's been horrible because it's like the heat index has been so bad that literally we are having to sit in the cold bath to cool ourselves down. Our animals as well, we're having to stick them in the bathtub just to keep them from having a heat stroke. It's been that bad, said Johnson. The timing of the storms is peculiar, according to NWS meteorologist Eric Carpenter. He told the Associated Press, "What we would typically see in March and April, we are seeing in June. This is a whole different game here," Carpenter added. The NWS has predicted high temperatures across the south on Monday, with large swaths of the region experiencing heat around 95 degrees Fahrenheit, or approximately 35 degrees Celsius. A blistering heat wave will persist all this week in Texas, Louisiana, and parts of the southern U.S., the agency said in a Twitter post on Monday. Thunderstorms, some severe and heavy rainfall, are possible the next few days across the southeast. Physical fire weather conditions persist in the southwest. DRC opposition candidate threatens to boycott December votes. Martin Fayulu, the leading opposition candidate in the Democratic Republic of Congo, says his party would not participate in upcoming elections if the voter list is redone and audited, claiming fraud. Fayulu, leader of the Engagement for Citizenship and Development Party, came in second to President Felix Tshisekedi in the last election in 2018. His party said he won and he unsuccessfully challenged the results in court. Everyone knows that the voter identification and registration process in which we participated took place in total opacity, a proof of the planning and execution of fraud, Fayulu said at a news conference in Kinshasa on Monday. We have decided not to submit the candidacy of our members at all levels of elections as long as the electoral list is not redone transparently and audited by an external firm, he said. Congo's electoral body, Independent National Electoral Commission, CENI, hired 5 international experts in May to review its electoral list, and they declared it reliable. The European Union and other Western powers said in a joint statement that the audit had not fostered the public perception of independent and transparent oversight and was a missed opportunity to build confidence. The lead-up to the polls has been tense already, with several opposition candidates complaining of delays and issues with the electoral process that they say disadvantage them. Security forces fired tear gas and fought running battles in the street when anti-government protesters demonstrated last month against alleged irregularities. Conflict in the DRC's volatile East presented rather obstacles to registration in those areas. Elections may be difficult to hold in the region where more than 120 rebel groups have been active for years. One, the M23, has displaced hundreds of thousands of people within the past 2 years. Parliamentary candidates will be called to submit their candidacies starting on June 25th, while presidential candidates can submit theirs from September 1st, according to the CENI's calendar. Many thanks for joining us on Gravel Gist today. I remain Ayodeji from Ilaya Stadium. For more exciting content on Dodo Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is Dodo Spray FM, Pan-African radio. This is Dodo Spray FM, Pan-African radio.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Dodo Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African media house. And oh, what a beautiful day to be alive. Is your health tips on Dodo Spray FM, first and only Pan-African media house. And I am your host, Goodness, on today's health tips on Dodo Spray. Yes, today we'll be talking about diabetes. What is diabetes? If we might ask, what is diabetes? We'll be talking about how to prevent diabetes. But first of all, let's look at how. What is diabetes? Diabetes is a chronic metabolic disease characterized by elevated levels of blood glucose, or blood sugar if you might call, which leads over time to serious damage to the heart, our blood vessels, eyes, kidneys and nerves. Diabetes is a chronic disease. It's known as a chronic disease, a very metabolic disease that is characterized by elevated blood glucose, which leads over time. It means diabetes does not just appear in someone's body. It must have symptoms, causes, and those signs that should have been showing you that diabetes is coming before it leads to serious damage to the heart, blood vessels, eyes, kidneys, and nerves. We have two types of diabetes. But we're talking generally on diabetes, type 2 diabetes. The exact cause of diabetes is actually unknown of most types of diabetes. In all cases, sugar builds up in the bloodstream. This is because the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin. So when sugar builds up in the bloodstream, it causes diabetes. And it can also be caused by a combination of genetic or environmental factors, but it is mainly caused by sugar in the blood stream. Symptoms of diabetes can include urinating often, when you just go to the toilet frequently to urinate, thirst, constant hunger, weight loss, vision changes, and fatigue. These symptoms may occur suddenly, or it might take few times before it occurs. We should know that diabetes can be prevented, and I'm here to talk about how to prevent diabetes. Diabetes is actually common in adults, which occurs when the body becomes resistant to insulin or doesn't make enough insulin. In the past 3 decades, diabetes has risen dramatically in countries of all income levels. It doesn't matter if the country economy is low, it has risen dramatically in different countries, and it can be prevented. Who is at risk for diabetes? We should know that most people at risk for diabetes is adults. People that are overweight or having obesity, they are at high risk of having diabetes. People that have family history of diabetes, they are also at very high risk of having diabetes. People that have history of diabetes before and maybe it has gone, they are also at high risk of having it again if they don't watch and try preventing it the second time.
Oh, your health is your way. at all. Oh, your health is your wealth. Now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me back when I was a lass, such a long time ago. Your health is your wealth. Now I'm telling you so.
This is Do The Spray FM, Pan African Radio.
How to prevent diabetes? People that have depression also, they are at high risk of having diabetes. How can you prevent diabetes? My number one CPA on how to prevent diabetes is losing weight and keeping it off. Now, you should also know that if you're at high risk of having diabetes, you may be able to prevent or delay getting it. What of the things that you do to improve, to involve having a healthier lifestyle, is preventing diabetes from coming to you when you know you're already at high risk of having diabetes. You may lower your risk of other diseases and you probably feel better and have more energy. The ways of reducing or preventing diabetes are, number one, losing weight and keeping it off. Weight control is a very, very important part of diabetes prevention. You may be able to prevent or delay diabetes by losing about 5 to 10% of your current weight. But when you know that you have high weight, you should try to reduce your weight and keep it off. For example, if you weigh about 200 pounds, your goal should be to lose between 10 to 20 pounds to prevent diabetes from coming back again. And even if you don't even have diabetes and you've been seeing the symptoms, try losing weight. It prevents diabetes and it keeps it off from you. And once you lose weight, it is important that you don't gain it back. Yes, you should know that after you've lost weight, you've lost high mass of weight, you shouldn't gain it back. Because if you are gaining it back, you'll be calling diabetes back. Or you just be it will be easy for you to have diabetes. Number two is following a healthy eating plan. It is important to reduce the amount of calories you eat and drink each day, so you can lose weight and keep it off. To do that, your diet should include smaller portions and less fat and sugar, because you need to prevent diabetes following a healthy eating plan by dieting. And when dieting, you should know that you'd include smaller portions of food with less fat and less sugar. You should also eat a variety of foods from each food group, like eating plenty of whole grains, eating fruits and vegetables. A combo of all those would reduce your risk of having diabetes and prevent you generally from having diabetes. It is also a good idea to limit red meat. Yes, red meat. It is a very, very good idea to limit red meat when eating. That's in the process of following a healthy eating plan for you to prevent diabetes. And avoid processed meats. When you avoid processed meats, you would be far away from diabetes. Get regular exercise. Number three here is get regular exercise. You know, in my last health tips, I talked about exercise. Exercise deals generally with health. Exercise has many health benefits, including helping you to lose weight, especially, and lowering your blood sugar levels. Since we know diabetes is caused by sugar in the bloodstream, and exercise helps you to lose weight and lower your blood sugar level, exercise is just a very good option, a very, very good option to keeping you off diabetes. Get regular exercise. It lowers your blood sugar level. It lowers your risk of having diabetes. Try to get at least 30 minutes of physical activities 5 days a week. If you have not been active, talk with your healthcare professional to figure out which type of exercise are best for you, because not all types of exercise are best for you. You should talk to your professional, your doctor, to know these are the exercises that are good for you, so that you follow them and you not do the exercise that will make you to get injured. You do exercise that is best for you, for your body. You can start slowly and later work up to your goal for reducing weight, for losing weight and reducing your risk of having diabetes. Number 4 on my list is don't smoke. My people, don't smoke. Smoking can contribute to insulin resistance, and insulin is what is supposed to fight your sugar level in the body. And when you are smoking, it contributes to insulin resistance. It reduces your insulin. And reduction of insulin when you are fighting diabetes is not encouraging at all. When you have reduction in insulin, it can lead to type 2 diabetes. If you already smoke, please try to quit it. It is not good for you. If you have already started smoking, try to quit it, because it increases your risk of having diabetes. Number 5 on my list here is talk to your healthcare provider to see whether there is anything else you can do to delay or to prevent type 2 diabetes. Talk to your healthcare provider. Talk to your doctor. Yes, when you talk to your doctor, it reduces your risk of having diabetes, because you get advices, you get talks, and they tell you things to do to reduce diabetes. Talk to your healthcare provider to see whether there is anything else you can do to delay or to prevent type 2 diabetes. Because if you are at high risk, your provider may suggest that you take one of a few types of diabetes medicine. Yes, talk to your healthcare provider to prevent diabetes. You know, type 1 diabetes cannot currently be prevented. Effective approaches are available to prevent type 2 diabetes and to prevent the complications and premature death can result from all types of diabetes. We should hold on to that. Premature death can result from all types of diabetes. This includes policies and practices across whole populations and within specific settings, at school, at home, at workplace, that contribute to good health for everyone, regardless of whether they have diabetes or not. Things you can do to prevent diabetes, I've said it before: exercising regularly, eating healthily, avoid smoking, especially to the men, avoid smoking to prevent diabetes, and controlling blood pressure and lipids. The starting point for living well with diabetes is an early diagnosis. If you've known earlier that you are having symptoms of diabetes, it's better to just go and find a way to prevent it. The longer a person lives with undiagnosed and untreated diabetes, the worse their health outcome are likely to be. Yes, that's a note for everyone. The longer a person lives with undiagnosed or untreated diabetes, so it is necessary for it to be diagnosed early and treated early, so as to prevent premature death that can result from all types of diabetes. We should watch for the symptoms of diabetes. And when we have seen that we are already seeing the symptoms of diabetes, we should try to go and check if it is truly diabetes. Undiagnosed and untreated diabetes, we've heard it though. is not good. It is better it is noticed, diagnosed, and treated on time to prevent premature death. The worse their health outcomes are likely to be. We have had it, my people. Let's watch out for the symptoms of diabetes. Let's try to go to the doctor to get advices from them and treat it. Because the more we don't know that it's diabetes we have and we have not treated it, the worse our health outcomes are likely to be. Easy access to basic diagnosis, such as blood glucose testing, should be available in primary health care settings. And we all know that it is available in primary health care settings. We are the ones that don't go there to check it. It is advisable that once in a while we visit our doctors to check diabetes, our blood pressure, and other basic diagnosis. Patients will need periodic specialist assessments or treatment for complications. A series of cost-effective interventions can improve patient outcomes regardless of what type of diabetes they may have. These interventions include blood glucose control through a combination of dieting, physical activities, which is exercise, and if necessary, medication, control of blood pressure and lipids to reduce cardiovascular risk and other complications. It's better to treat it on time before it gets to a stage we wouldn't be able to control. And regular screening for damage to the eyes, kidneys, and feet to facilitate early treatment. Yes, this is all I have for us on diabetes today. How to prevent diabetes. We should know that the more we see the symptoms of it, we should go to our doctor, check it out, and start treatment. Because when we treat it late, it is worse for our health. It is not good. So let's try to follow those steps in preventing diabetes by losing our weight, following a healthy eating plan, getting regular exercise, do not smoke, and talk to your doctor, your healthcare provider. I know you must have learned a lot about diabetes today. Once again, I am your goodness, bringing you the goodness of your health on Dudu's PFM through our health tips, the first and only Pan-African Media House. Thanks for listening. And remember, health is wealth. Keep listening, watching, subscribing, liking, and donating to www.dudusprey.com. Once again, I am goodness. Thank you. Bye.
Diamonds or gold, but they don't mean nothing when the Lord calls you home. But the one thing that will help you along every day is to stop for a moment and kneel down and pray. Oh, your health is your wealth, now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me back when I was a lad. Such a long time ago, your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so. Oh, your health is your wealth, now don't you forget it. These are the words my father told me back when I was a lass. Such a long time ago, your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so. Back when I was a lass, such a long time ago, your health is your wealth, now I'm telling you so.
This is Dudu Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.